19 minutes to 7 o'clock, and it's time to look at the biggest technology stories of the week. As always, it's Fevzi Turkalp, who is from the free tech help website GadgetDetective.com. Morning, Fevzi.
Morning, John.
How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Excellent. Listen, this is unusual because this is technology of the past we're about to talk about, not of the future, but it's coming back, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's my oldest gadget of the week ever. It's knocking on for 17 years old. It's a Nokia 3310 mobile phone, which is not a smartphone. It's a little, what they call a candy bar phone, little chubby phone with a 2.2-inch screen, black and white, heavily pixelated. It had kind of had an app on it, which was Snake.
Oh, Snake. The game. Yeah. We remember so, Snake. Yeah, sat for there for hours, just going round and round the screen.
Which is, by the way, no less addictive now than it was 17 years ago. It is.
Yeah, you're just getting old, Fevzi. You're just getting old. You're like me.
You're getting chubby.
You're like me when it comes to games. You know, there are games that you go on online. I gave up on the PlayStation. Sorry, just to divert you. I gave up on the PlayStation when they all started putting games online. And you do this kind of shoot 'em up, and some 12-year-old would dot you in the back of her head within 30 seconds and you were done. So, I've given up on online gaming a long time ago. Snakes is about my level.
Yeah, well, it's a lot like real life, that, isn't it? But joking aside, there are some real benefits to having this sort of phone. So it's being launched. It's rumoured and leaked that it's being launched on the 26th of February, that's Friday coming, at the Mobile World Conference in Barcelona. And a company called HMD Global now has the rights to the Nokia name and the rights to produce these handsets, and it is actually going to be producing a range of smartphones as well, some of which look quite interesting. But in amongst those is the Nokia 3310, and it does have some benefits. I mean, the battery life will go on and on and on because it's got this tiny black and white screen. They're very easy to use. Smartphones are still not for everyone, although there are, some smartphones are much easier to use than others. Some people just prefer simple phones and phone calls and texting and none of the apps and none of the other stuff. They're very tough. I mean, they used to say, you drop an iPhone and you break the screen. You drop a Nokia 3310, you break the floor.
Do you seriously think there is a marketplace for this? I mean, this company obviously does, otherwise they wouldn't be investing in it. I don't suppose it's costing them a great deal to produce them either.
No. And I think they'll make good money out of it because it'll cost them tenpence to make and they'll charge about £50 for it.
One of the interesting things, I was in India about 3 years ago and I was speaking to a mobile phone manufacturer there and they were busily going into the smartphone market. But one of the biggest stables that they had was a phone that had a battery that would last a month on standby. Yeah. Because, of course, vast sections of the area, they've got mobile phone signals. What they don't have is vast amounts of electricity. They don't have anywhere to plug it in. So you've got tiny, tiny villages in India that can use mobiles as long as they can generate enough power to keep them going and the battery lasts long enough, then they can suddenly, actually what it does is allow the village to become commercial because they've got contact with the outside world and they can make sales. And that was one of their biggest marketplaces.
Yeah, and absolutely. And also, there is the possibility that this thing may give much better call quality than a smartphone because one of the problems with the smartphone is it's a jack of all trades and they've had to shove so much technology in there, cameras and all the high-end processors and lots of memory and all that. There's no room for a decent antenna. And we famously had Steve Jobs telling us that we were holding our iPhones wrong because the antenna was on the outside and we'd attenuate the signal. So actually, these sorts of basic phones often will give better call quality as well. So there are some hidden benefits to
this.
Do
you believe that there's a possibility what we will revert to is this kind of computerized, deeply connected screen that we have for all sorts of things, and actually the phone will become a separate item?
Yeah, I think there's two things that drive the shape and size of our sort of smartphones at the moment. One is the need for a screen, and the other one is the need to be able to have an input, and therefore we use touch screens. Once you've got some sort of glasses-based projection system, or even eventually implants, so you can just see an augmented reality overlay on real life, so you don't have to have a separate screen, and you've got initially voice inputs and possibly, we're looking ahead a bit, but thought input, then you don't need that. So we're going to go from smartphone to watch, to band, to implant. That's the way I see it going.
Can I tell you something I discovered the other day?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not a huge fan of the Apple Watch, but I am a big fan of the Samsung S3 Gear.
Mm-hmm.
It talks to an iPhone.
Yes, it does.
It has iOS in it. I never knew that. And yeah, that's a really fascinating move on Samsung's part, isn't it?
Yeah, so they've made it sort of platform agnostic. So it's and in a way, that there's a smart move because there's an awful lot of iPhones out there, and it would be dumb of them not to do that. And they're not so proud. I mean, Samsung are interested in selling units. Apple are interested in their own little walled garden and making everything work within it, but nothing outside it.
Samsung S3 Gear. If you want one, you can, and you have an iPhone, you can have one, and it talks to it. It's brilliant. Let's talk about a love letter template, something you and I know absolutely nothing about.
No, of course. Well, this is a new campaign called DataSafe, and it aims to raise awareness about the growing problem of online dating fraud. So this is people who sign up typically for dating websites, but can also be Facebook, pretend that they're looking for love, dupe a vulnerable person into thinking that they have a real connection, send them messages, maybe speak to them on the phone, and usually within 30 days come up with some pretext to start asking for money. And most of the money that is paid over through this fraud is usually made transferred within 30 days of contact, so it happens reasonably quickly. So as part of the awareness campaign, they're saying, look, when you get these letters, search for some of the phrases that are used in the letters and see if they come up elsewhere online, because criminals are using stock phrases and using templates. So they're buying fraud packs with these templates in them and using them. And it's quite shameful what's happening, because the average amount lost is about £10,000. The average age of the victim is 49 years old. 61% of the victims were female, so it's by no means only sort of female victims of this, 39% male victims. Most of the fraud goes on dating websites, but of the remaining 15% that doesn't go on there, most of the remaining amount goes on Facebook, so you have to watch for that. The other tip that I'd give you that isn't in this release from DateSafe is... you can also do a reverse search on the picture that people often post on their profiles. So you can actually search for that picture and see if it comes up on all sorts of other profiles pertaining to other people.
Proving, as always, that the criminals really aren't that intelligent. And finally, very interesting news about Facebook, because it's going to have a pitch at YouTube. What's happening?
Yeah, well, Facebook has made it clear that they're increasing their focus on video, and as such, they're going to go at YouTube, and I think in time also the likes of Netflix and Hulu. So they've rolled out or announced an app that lets users watch the platform's video content on a television screen. So it will work on an Apple TV. There'll be a version for the Amazon Fire TV, excellent box, by the way, and also Samsung Smart TVs. So any video content that's available through Facebook, which includes, by the way, the Facebook live stream, so anyone can stream live over the internet very simply now using Facebook Live. All of that's available. Now, Facebook's problem at the moment is quality of that content is quite low. It's not, you know, it's not very compelling in some cases, but Facebook certainly have the money to invest in original content or to buy content, and therefore I think in the not too distant future they could be a serious competitor to the likes of YouTube and so forth. So,
and the other thing will happen, of course, is that all TV channels will become apps, which is, you know, not that far off, I suspect. Fevzi, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much. You know, as always, we could talk for half an hour, couldn't we? If you want any more information on any of these stories, they're all on gadgetdetective.com, which is the free tech help website. And are you actually giving stars to the Nokia 3310 or just not bothering?
I've given it 4 stars.
Good on you. Always a pleasure. Nice to speak to you. Fevzi Turkup, gadgetdetective.com, always on a Saturday morning.